shows it us a beautiful story of love.
哦，我看这个年轻人的眼睛啊，突然间就亮起来。
I can see the lighting up of in the eyes of the young people.
我想我们就算年纪到了比较老的年纪了，我想我们还是应该蛮喜欢听爱情故事的。
I think even for us who has reached an older age, we still want to hear the love stories.
好，请我们先打开圣经到旧约的雅歌。
So let us first open our Bible and to the book of Song of Songs.
好，雅歌，我们先从第一章第一节，我们读到第四节。
We will start from chapter 1, verse 1 through 4.
好，愿意请大家弟兄姐妹们一起来用自己熟悉的语言，我们同声来读。
I want our brothers and sisters to read the Bible together with in a language that you're used to.
好，雅歌第一章一到四节。好，我们一起来。所罗门的歌是歌中的雅歌，愿他用口与我亲嘴，因你的爱情比酒更美，你的膏油馨香，你的名如同倒出来的香膏，所以众童女都爱你。愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。王带我进了内室，我们必因你欢喜快乐。我们要称赞你的爱情，胜似称赞美酒。他们爱你是理所当然的。好，第二处我们请翻到第四章。
And now let's turn to chapter 4.
第四章我们读最后一节十六节。
And the last verse, verse 16.
好，我们一起来。北风啊兴起，南风啊吹来，吹在我的园内，使其中的香气发出来。愿我的良人进入自己园里，吃他佳美的果子。好，下一处我们要读第五章。第五章我们一同读第二节到第八节。好，第五章第二节，一起来。我身睡卧，我心却醒，这是我良人的声音，他敲门说，我的妹子，我的佳偶，我的鸽子，我的完全人，求你给我开门，因我的头满了露水，我的头发被夜露滴湿。我回答说，我脱了衣裳，怎能再穿上呢？我洗了脚，怎能再玷污呢？我的良人从门孔里伸进手来，我便因他动了心。我起来要给我良人开门，我的两手滴下墨药，我的指头有墨药汁滴在门栓上。我给我的良人开了门，我的良人却已转身走了。他说话的时候，我神不守舍。我寻找他竟寻不见，我呼叫他，他却不回答。城中巡逻看守的人遇见我，打了我，伤了我。看守城墙的人夺去我的披肩。耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我嘱咐你们，若遇见我的良人，要告诉他，我因思爱成病。好，最后我们再请翻到第八章。
Lastly, let's turn to chapter 8.
第八章我们读第六、第七两节。
Verse 6 to 7.
好，我们一起来。求你将我放在心上如印记，戴在你臂上如戳记，因为爱情如死之坚强，记恨如阴间之残忍。所发的电光是火焰的电光，是耶和华的烈焰，爱情重水不能熄灭，大水也不能淹没。若人拿家中所有的财宝要换爱情，就全被藐视。好，最后一节，第八章最后一节，十四节。好，我们一起来。我的良人啊，求你快来，如羚羊或小鹿，在香草山上。雅歌最后一句话告诉我们，我的良人啊，求你快来。
The last verse of book Song of Songs says, Hurry, my beloved.
这里让我们看到新妇预备好了，等候新郎来迎娶。
Here we can see that bride is ready, awaiting the arrival of the bridegroom.
感谢主，这也是刚刚在波饼聚会最末了的时候，圣灵在我们中间所对我们的提醒。
We thank the Lord. This is what the Holy Spirit wanted to say to us at the end of the table meeting.
我相信在2022年最后一个主日，这是一个很好的机会，让我们一同来省察我们自己是否预备好了等候主回来迎娶他的心腹。
I believe the last Lord's Day of 2022 is a great opportunity for us to search within to see if we are fully ready as a bride awaiting the arrival of the bridegroom.
我们知道所罗门在圣经当中，他是我们主耶稣的一个很好的预表。
We know that Solomon in the book of Song of Songs, it is a foreshadowing of our Lord Jesus.
我们知道他非常有智慧。
We know he is full of wisdom.
他写了充满智慧的箴言。
He wrote the book of Proverbs.
所罗门也非常的富有。
He's
我们知道他写了传道书。
We know he wrote the book of Acts.
传道书。
Ecclesiastes.
对。然后我们知道所罗门他也是非常荣耀的君王。
We also know he's a very glorious king.
他当然也预表我们主耶稣他这位万王之王万主之主。
He's also the foreshadowing of Lord Jesus, who is the King of Kings.
所以当他写这一卷雅歌的时候。
So when he was writing the book of Song of Songs.
我们知道圣灵乃是要把主基督的爱来向我们显明。
We know that the Holy Spirit wants to demonstrate the love of Christ through him.
所以这卷所罗门的歌中之歌，它就是一首爱的诗歌。
So Solomon's Song of Songs is a song about love.
这首爱的诗歌，它最宝贵的属灵价值，就是让我们能够认识基督的爱如何使他所爱的心腹，就是教会，能够装饰整齐，来预备迎接新郎的迎娶。
The most significant spiritual value of this song is to allow us to understand how the love of Christ impels the bride to be fully prepared to await the coming of her bridegroom.
启示录接近末了，在十九章的时候，那里说到羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好了。
Book of Revelation, chapter 19 said, "For the wedding of the Lamb has come." And his bride has made herself ready.
接着他说，凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的，有福了。
And it also says, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding.
弟兄姐妹，我们都是何等有福的人。
Brothers and sisters, how blessed are us?
因为我们都是有份于羔羊婚宴的人。
Because we are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb.
问题是，我们预备好了吗？
The question is, are we ready for it?
在启示录说完这赴羔羊之婚宴有福的人，他后面又讲到这是神真实的话。
At the end of Book of Revelation, it says, "This is the true word of God."
难道神的话有不真实的吗
？And can words of God be untrue?
为什么在这里他还要特别在说神的这是神真实的话呢
？Why it particularly mentioned that here?That these are the true words of God.
他主要强调的不是在于这话真实或不真实。
So the emphasis is not on whether those words are true or not.
他主要强调的这是非常重要的话。
What it emphasizes, this is truly important.
神的心意何等愿意他所爱的人都能够预备好来赴这羔羊的婚宴。
Our God's will is how he wants all his people to come to the wedding supper of the Lamb.
愿我们这些蒙恩的神儿女都能够预备好来等候羔羊婚娶的来到。
May all us brothers and sisters who are saved by grace can be prepared and ready for the coming of the Lamb.
早晨我愿意将这一卷雅歌爱情的书诗歌把它简单的分成三段。
This morning I want to divide this Song of Songs separated into three stages, phases.
我们知道，当我们说到爱情的时候，应该是不能分段的。
We know that when we talk about love, we cannot separate them or divide it.
当你与一个你所爱的人在交往当中啊，你很难把它分到说，我现在第一阶段、第二阶段、第三阶段，我该做什么。
When you're in a love relationship with someone, it's hard to tell, which stage you're in, the stage one, two, or three, and what shall I do?
在早晨愿意帮助弟兄姐妹们，我们一同能够进入这首雅歌所要和我们传达的这个意念，所以我把它简单分成这有爱的起始、爱的增长，还有到最后爱的成熟。
So this morning, I want us all to enter into the stages of the love, which is the beginning, the growing, and the maturing of love.
我们盼望能够从这三个阶段，我们来看这位心腹他是如何来预备好，来等候他所爱的新郎来迎娶他。
I want us all to see how the bride has been prepared herself to await the coming of her bridegroom.
在这爱的初期阶段，我们看到这位佳偶一开始，他就表明了他对良人的爱情的一个渴望和赞赏。
At the beginning stage, we can see how this woman admires her beloved one.
因此我们可以知道这位佳偶他是一位已经认识良人的人。
So that we know this woman has known her beloved one.
他是尝过良人那个爱情滋味的一个人。
Who has tasted the savor of the love of her beloved one.
然而这位佳偶并没有满足于他满足于此。
But she was not satisfied.
因此他向良人有一个呼求。
Therefore, she has a plea to her beloved one.
她说，愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。
She said, may you draw me to you so that we can run after you.
这个吸引这个字是非在这个爱情的起初阶段是非常重要的。
The word drawing is very important, especially at the beginning stage of love.
因为我们知道我们这也就是我们蒙恩的故事。
Because we know this is our story of being saved by grace.
早晨在波饼聚会当中，我们就被提醒，我们的主他如何离开了那天上他荣耀的宝座。
This morning during the table meeting, we were reminded that how the Lord departed from His glorious throne.
他谦卑的那降生在马槽里。
And He humbled Himself and to be born in the manger.
他为什么要如此做？
Why did he do that?
那是因为他爱世上所有属他的人。
It is all out of his love for those people that he loved in this world.
他来寻找我们。
He came to seek after us.
他像是一个良人来追求我们。
He's like this beloved one who is seeking after us.
他把他的爱来向我们显明。
He wants to demonstrate his love for us.
有一天我们被他所吸引。
One day we will be drawn to him.
然后我们就来就近他。
So we can draw near to him.
所以我们看到对于一个蒙恩的基督徒，我们都一同认为认识基督的爱实在是比世上的美酒更美。
So that all people who are saved by grace, we can truly say that God is better than any wine in this world.
比世上任何的名都更加的香。
Better, more fragrant than any name in this world.
今天在我们当中的每一位蒙恩得救的神的儿女，我们都是被基督的爱所吸引的人。
Today, each and every one of us who are saved are those who are drawn by the love of God.
我们都是一般尝过主恩滋味的人。
We all have tasted the savor of God's grace.
就像雅歌这里所说的那位佳偶。
It's like the beloved one in the book of Song of Songs.
而这位佳偶在这里我们看到他不仅认识王的爱情，并且他心里面有一个更深的渴望和呼求。
We can see that this woman not only she knows the love of the king, but she has a deeper desire in her heart.
她的渴望是能盼望能够更深的被王的爱情来吸引。
Her desire is to be drawn deeper into the love of Christ.
因为她知道这个吸引就能够成为她能够快跑来跟随王的那个能力。
Because this drawing can empower her. To run after the king.
上个主日我们弟兄和我们交通道说圣经中有一个概念叫做古道。
Last week our brother says a message, in his message there is an ancient path.
对。我们知道这个爱情之路啊它也是一条古道。
We know the path of love is also an ancient path.
在耶利米书三十一章第三节那边讲到，古时耶和华向以色列显现，他说：“我以永远的爱，永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。”
In Book of Jeremiah, chapter 13, the Lord appeared to His people in the past, saying, "I have loved you with everlasting love and drawn you with unfailing loving kindness."
我们看到在旧约的时候，这位爱的神，他是以他自己的慈爱来吸引他的百姓以色列来归向他。
We can see in the Old Testament, the Lord appeared to His people and draw His people with His loving kindness.
到了新约，在约翰福音第六章，主耶稣这么说：“若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有能到我这里来的。”
In New Testament, Book of John, Jesus said, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him."
弟兄们，我们若是回想一下，我们是如何来到主耶稣的面前来信靠他呢？
Brother and sister, let's reflect on how we came before the Lord and to be drawn by Him.
都是主自己把我们吸引到他的面前。
And it is all because of the Lord Himself who draw us.
我们蒙恩得救的开始乃是主爱的吸引。
At the beginning of our salvation, it was all because of the drawing of love of God.
在我们蒙恩得救之后，我们能够一直的跟随主，仍然是主爱的吸引。
After we were saved, we could continue to follow Him. It's also because we're drawn by His love.
弟兄姐妹，今天早晨我们好好的想一想，今天主的爱是否仍然吸引着我们？
Brother and sister, this morning let's consider, is God's love still joining us?
还是我们已经离开了那起初的爱？
Or have we forsaken our first love?
经过了将近三年的新冠疫情，
After 3 years of pandemic,
感谢主，我们大多数的实体聚会都已经恢复了。
We recovered the majority of our face-to-face gatherings.
但我们要思想，到底是什么吸引我们回来聚会？
But we need to consider, indeed, what is it that draws us to come back to our gatherings?
是周五的查经吗？
Is it the Bible study on Fridays?
是我们能够一同唱诗、唱赞美诗吗？
Is it because of the inspirations?
是我们教会里可爱的弟兄姐妹，还有孩子们的朋友吗？
Is it our lovely brothers and sisters and our friends?
还是我们等一下所要享用的爱宴？
Or it is a love feast we will enjoy later?
还是说，那真正吸引我们的是主自己
？Or can we say what is truly joining us is the Lord Himself？
弟兄姐妹，我们喜欢查经，喜欢唱赞美诗，喜欢参加聚会和服事，这都是很好的事情。
Brothers and sisters, it is great thing that we love to come to the Bible study, we love the inspirations, and love to come to the gatherings and to serve the Lord.
但我们要记得。唯有当我们是被主自己吸引，我们才能够一直的快跑跟随我们的主。
But we need to remember, only when we're joined by the Lord Himself can we persistently run after Him.
并且我们周围的弟兄姐妹，还有我们所认识的福音朋友们，他们也才能够得着激励，就像这里的众童女一样，他们也一同起来来跟随我们的主。
And only in this way we can encourage the brothers and sisters and friends around us to be like the virgins to run after the Lord.
感谢主，在过去的周五，主赐给我们一次的福音聚会。
We thank the Lord in this previous Friday we had the gospel meeting.
这是因着弟兄姐妹被主的爱所吸引。
It is all because our brothers and sisters were drawn by the love of God.
为了这次福音聚会，有多方面的祷告和预备。
For this gospel meeting, there have been a lot of prayers and preparations.
无论是福音朋友们的邀请
，whether it is invitations to our gospel friends，
啊，饭食的预备
，preparation of the food，
弟兄姐妹所献的诗歌
，all the hymns，
还有那非常宝贵的福音信息
，all this precious gospel message。
还有是我们聚会至少十多年以来啊，在福音聚会中没有预备的那个福音小品。
or the gospel skits which has not happened for the past 10 years.
我不知道我们中间有多少人周五晚上有在现场看的那个福音小品，举一下手。
I don't know how many of us here attended the Friday gospel meeting. Please raise your hand.
好像不是很多。
There are not that many.
不知道有没有录影哈？如果有的话，你们有机会可以看一看。
I don't know if there are recordings. If there is, you can watch it.
这一切的预备，为着福音聚会所预备的，都是弟兄姐妹们非常用心一起配搭的预备和参与。
All these preparations are from brothers and sisters out of their deliberate effort and participation.
我也很感谢主哦，这一次有机会受邀参加那个福音小品的服事。
And thank the Lord, I had this opportunity to serve in one of the gospel skits.
对，其实刚开始呢，大部分的人啊都不太愿意参与的。
At the beginning, most of us are not very reluctant to participate.
一方面，我们当然就觉得自己这个没有经验，也不会表演啊。
On the one hand, we are very inexperienced and we're not good at acting.
同时呢，或许有时候我们也会想，哎呀，在福音聚会上做这样的表演会不会不太属灵啊？
And sometimes we also think, could it be very unspiritual if we do the skit in gospel meetings?
因为是从前我们传福音都没有这样子，都没有这样做过的。
Because we have not done this when we preach the gospel previously.
可感谢主一步一步的带领。
But thank the Lord who led us step by step.
那主也借着圣灵在弟兄姐妹们之间哈彼此的那个鼓励和劝勉，让我们越来越进入到说这是在主的心意有在其中。
But we thank the Lord for the encouragement of our brothers, and we knew that God's will is in this.
那虽然不同的弟兄姐妹有各自的角色，
Even brothers and sisters have different roles，
但我们的心越乃是盼望能够借着浪子回家的这个故事，让天父的爱能够来摸着福音朋友们的心。
But we have one hope, which is through this story of the returning of the prodigal son, God's love can touch the heart of our gospel friend。
我个人也非常喜欢那个 RCGG 年轻小伙伴们他们所预备的这个真平安的这个小品故事。
Personally, I also like the skit prepared by the RCGG group about the true peace.
正如我刚刚所说的，我们看到这都一切都是弟兄姐妹们因着被主的爱所吸引，在主的面前所预备所摆上的。
But like I mentioned earlier, it is all because brother and sister were joined by the Lord.So that they can dedicate their time and their offering before the Lord.
所以周五晚上的福音聚会，真实真的是有神的同在和神的祝福。
So this gospel meeting on Friday was truly having this presence of the Lord and His blessings.
天气虽然不尽理想，如果我没记错的话，应该是今年最冷的那一天。
Even though the weather was really bad, if I'm correct, this is the coldest day in this year.
但我们看到来了好多的人。
But we had a really high turnout.
好多弟兄姐妹，也好多的福音朋友们。
Many brothers and sisters and many gospel friends.
当我们看到好几位福音朋友，他们在呼召的时候，他们举起他们的手，愿意相信接受主耶稣做他们的救主。
When we saw a great many gospel friend who rose their hand because they want to show they're willing to receive the Lord.
有几位福音朋友，他们是一直举手，一直举手，一直举手的。
There are several gospel friends who kept raising their hand.
我们知道，乃是圣灵把主的爱浇灌在他们心里，激动了他们。
We know it's the Holy Spirit nourished their heart and moved their heart.
我知道这其中几位决志相信接受主的福音朋友们当中，其中有好几位是最近才刚来到我们聚会中间的。
I knew among some of our gospel friends, some of them even came to our church, our gatherings very recently.
甚至有的人是第一次来参加聚会，第一次听到福音，
some of them
就被主的爱给摸着。
Some of them even came to our church for the first time came to know the gospel.And they were touched by the love of the Lord.
我们感谢主，这实在是神早已在他们心里面预备好的一个工作。
We thank the Lord who has prepared their heart.
感谢赞美主，那天天气虽然非常寒冷，但是我们众人的心都非常的暖和。
We thank the Lord, even though the weather was really cold, but our hearts are warm.
愿在我们前面所要迎接的这新的一年的开始，我们在主的面前也常有这样的祷告。
In the upcoming New Year, may we also all have this prayer before Him.
愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。
May you draw us so we can run after you.
我们知道下礼拜五开始，我们也会有一次的青年冬令会。
We know the coming Friday we have the winter retreat.
我们也为了这个青年冬令会已经祷告了好几个月。
We have been praying for months for this winter retreat.
我们愿我们继续的为青年冬令会来祷告。
May we continue to pray for it.
特别我们中间今天在我们中间有好些年轻人都会参加。
Especially among us today, there are a lot of young people will attend it.
我们要迫切为你们祷告。
And we will pray for you fervently.
愿你们在这个特会当中能够被主吸引。
May you be joined by the Lord in this winter retreat.
一个一个都被主自己吸引。
One by one, be joined to the Lord.
当你们被主吸引的时候
when you are joined by the Lord,
我们都一起要快跑来追随我们的主。
And together we will run after him.
弟兄姐妹，这是何等宝贵的一件事。
How precious it is, brother.
愿在明年新的一年当中
In this coming new year,
主能够在我们当中兴起更多被他自己所吸引的人。
May the Lord raise a great many people who are joined by Him.
好，叫我们一同的都能够快跑来跟随我们的主。
So that we can all run after Him.
好，叫我们周围一些还没有认识主的亲朋好友也能够一同的愿意来追随我们的主。
So the families and friends around us can together run with us and to run after the Lord.
好，那到了第二阶段，讲到这个爱的增长。
The second stage is about the growing of love.
特别在雅歌第四和第五两章里面，我们看到这位佳偶和他的良人彼此有更深刻的认识和更亲密的关系。
In chapter 4 and 5, we can see the woman has a deeper relationship and more intimate relationship with her beloved one.
他们二人彼此之间有更美好的赞赏和享受。
They admire and enjoy each other more.
这时候我们看到佳偶的心他里面的生命好像成了那个良人所爱慕所享受的一个园子。
And we can see the life within the woman has become the garden that her beloved one admires and enjoys.
这时候就是在第四章的第十六节，佳偶的心里就发出一个祷告。
And in chapter 4 verse 16, the woman has a prayer in her heart.
她说北风啊兴起，南风啊吹来。
She said, Awake, north wind, and O come, the wind of the south.
吹在我的园内。
Blow on my garden.
好叫其中的香气能够发出来。
That its fragrance may spread abroad.
他愿他的良人进入他心里面这个园子来享受他佳美的果子。
She wants her beloved one to come into his garden to taste its choice fruit.
这家我在这良人的爱情里，他渐渐认识到说，他自己竟然能够成为良人所享受、所满足的一个花园。
In the love of her beloved, the woman gradually realized that she could even become the enjoyment and the satisfaction of her beloved one.
因此，她愿意顺服、接受各种环境的培植，为的是叫她里面的这个花园、这个园子呢，能够结出各样的佳美果子，也能够发出那个香气来让他的良人来享受。
Therefore, she is willing to obey and to accept all circumstances so that her beloved one can come into the garden and enjoy and taste its choice fruits.
在这段圣经里面说到许多的物件，他也说到了各样的树木花草。
There are several things that are mentioned in here, and many trees, herbs, and flowers.
今天我们没有时间一一的来详细说明，但总括来说，它这一切都预表着那属天、属灵各样的那个福气。
We did not have time to elaborate on this in detail, but these things refer to the heavenly blessings.
他也说到了基督生命那个丰满的那个各样的美好。
It also speaks of the character of the fullness of abundance in the life of Christ.
在使徒行传第二章里，我们知道当在五旬节的时候，那圣灵浇灌下的时候，圣经告诉我们就像一阵风。
In the book of Acts chapter 2, it says, during Pentecost, the Holy Spirit is like a rushing wind.
所以我们在这里看到这北风，这个南风，我们看到都是圣灵在信主之人里面的那个工作。
So we can see the north wind and the wind of south. It's all the work of the Holy Spirit within.
为了就是叫在我们这个心园的里面能够结出各样能够让主享受的果子。
So that in our heart, the garden, we can bear fruit so that the Lord can enjoy.
而圣灵的工作也就盼望在我们里面能够流出那圣灵的活水，也能够散发出基督的馨香。这一切要充满这个属王的园子，让我们的心园能够成为我们的王，我们的主可以享受可以满足的地方。
So that this garden would have the living water of the Holy Spirit and the pleasing aroma of the Christ so that we can please the Lord and satisfy Him.
弟兄姐妹，在这一个阶段里头，虽然我们知道佳偶的生命还不是那样的完全，那样的成熟。
At this phase, we know that the life of the woman is not that mature, not perfect.
可是在良人的眼中，他却说我的佳偶啊，你甚美丽，你甚美丽。
But in the eyes of her beloved one said, You're altogether beautiful, my darling.
两人对佳偶说，你全然美丽，毫无瑕疵。
He said, You're altogether beautiful, there is no flaw in you.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们没有办法想象，这是我们不能够明白的。
Brother and sister, this is beyond what we can imagine, beyond what we can comprehend.
因为我们常常看看我们自己，看看我们周围的弟兄姐妹。
When we look into ourselves and look around at our brothers and sisters,
我们都不觉得我们自己是那么美丽，我们自己还有很多的瑕疵。
We do not consider ourselves as lovely, and we know we have a lot of flaws.
虽然我们信主的年日已经不少了
，Even though we have been following the Lord for years,
我们的生命还是那样的不完全。
Our life is far from being perfect.
我们爱主的心常常不是忽冷忽热，就是不冷不热。
Our heart, our love towards our God can sometimes be hot or cold.
然而主他却要我们知道在他爱我们的那个爱里面，他看我们是何等的可爱，何等的美丽，何等的没有瑕疵。
But the Lord wants us to know how he loved us. He wants to know how precious we are in his eyes and how lovely we are to him.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天如果我们常常看到我们自己的不完全，如果我们常常看到我们周围弟兄姐妹的不可爱
，So brother and sister, sometimes we often see how unlovely we are, and how unlovely we see our brothers and sisters.
我们所缺乏的，可能就是在内室里与我们的主有更多那个甜美的交通。
What we lack could be the fellowship with our King in His chambers.
因此我们的祷告是求主在这新的一年里更多的能够带领我们进入王室，进入他的内室。
So our prayer should be in this coming new year, the Lord can lead us into his chambers more.
就是回到我们的灵里面。
So we can enter into the Holy Spirit.
这是我们的主借圣灵所居住的地方。
Where is the dwelling of the Holy Spirit and the Lord?
我们与他有更多的欣赏，有更多甜美的交通。
We can have more admiration and fellowship with him.
如此我们就能够学会从主的眼光来看我们自己，来看我们周围的弟兄姐妹。
So that we can see ourselves, our brothers and sisters, the way the Lord sees us.
我们就会发现我们这样的人既然能够在主的心中成为那么宝贵，那么美丽，那么美好的一个属他的家哦。
So we can see how we can be so lovely, so beautiful, who belong to him.
对我们弟兄姐妹，我们看到在这里讲到北风兴起，南风啊吹来。
Brother and sister, we see here it says, Awake, north wind, and calm the wind of the south.
虽然圣经学者对于这个北风、南风究竟是什么啊，不见得有完全相同的解释。
Even though the scholars of the Bible do not have a unified explanation for what is the north wind or
the wind of the south. 都是同意说这是讲到各样的环境说的。
But they have this consensus that is referring to all sorts of circumstances.
那北风是什么样的环境呢？
So what is a north wind?
我想这几天下来我们应该都体会很深。
I think these days we have very deep understanding of this.
就是那个冷风刺骨的那种环境。
It's talking about the bone-chilling weather.
那南风当然可能就感到比较温暖、比较舒适的环境。
The wind of the south may be referring to some comfortable situations.
但是无论是各样的环境，
But despite all kinds of conditions,
在这里我们看到佳偶她愿意顺服。
We can see this woman, she is willing to obey.
她愿意接受神所安排的各样的环境。
She is willing to accept all sorts of conditions ordained by the Lord.
因为她有一个心愿。
Because she has this desire.
她愿意叫她的心愿能够成为她所爱的良人的那个享受和满足。
She wants her heart to be the garden that satisfies her beloved one.
同学们，愿在这新的一年里，
Brother and sister, as in this new year,
我们也有像这佳偶的心愿一样。
We have this same desire as this woman.
我们愿意把自己交在神大能的手中。
We want to commit ourselves into the mighty hands of the Lord.
我们愿意在各样的环境临到我们的时候，我们来学习顺服圣灵的带领。
And in all circumstances, we can obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
为了就是叫主的灵能够在我们里面，能够结出各样佳美的果子。
So that the Spirit of the Lord can bear many fruits in our garden.
在我们里面能够有更多基督美好的性情能够被制作出来。
So we have more of the character of the Christ.
就像那圣灵所结的果子一样。
It's like the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
好叫我们的主能够得着享受，能够得着满足。
So the Lord can enjoy and be pleased by it.
到了第三个阶段，讲到这爱的成熟。
And the next stage is about the maturing of love.
这边让我们看到，就是讲到我们因着与基督的那个联合，能够进入一个神圣的安息，是一个完全的安息。
This is talking about through the communion with God, we can enter into this complete rest.
这边到雅各的最后三章的里头哈，我们可以看到佳偶与良人在三个方面的那个联合。
We can through three aspects of communion or unity of the woman and her beloved ones in the last three chapters of the book of Song of Songs.
第一就讲到这个佳偶哈，她的生命、她的性情哈，能够与良人是越来越像了。
The first aspect is about the character of this woman is more and more like her beloved one.
这是为什么很多时候我们说啊，我们看到这在恋爱中的男女或是结婚。几年以后的夫妻啊，哎，我们都说他们有那个什么脸，夫妻脸。
This is why we see a lot of couples or the lovers when they have been together for a long time, we can see there's likeness in their appearance.
对，不仅在外貌上他们越来越像哈，他们可能在生活习惯上，还有在饮食的这个喜好上也会越来越像。
There is more likeness not only in their appearance but also in their diet, in their habits.
所以在第一方面我们看到圣灵在我们里面的工作就让我们能够与基督在他的生命和性情上面能够更多的能够来相像。
So that we can see through the work of the Holy Spirit, we can have more of the character and the life of Christ.
那这样的一个联合，这样的一个相似是怎么发生的呢？
Then how could we have this communion and this similarity?
在这里我们看到圣灵要借着十字架在我们里头来把基督的美德、基督的形象更多的制作在我们身上。
And we can see there's a need for more work of the suffering of the cross.
好，这里说到这个佳偶说哈，当有一个晚上那个良人来敲门的时候，那佳偶说到他深睡卧，我心却醒。
Here it mentions there's a special type of rest. It says one night when the beloved one is knocking on the rest that I slept, but my heart was awake.
这也给我们看到佳偶他在一个他的一个属灵的情形哈，他外面的活动都停下来了，可是他的灵里面呢却是清醒的。
Here we can see the condition of the beloved, the woman, that the outward, the external activities all ceased, but her inside is, her spirit is awake.
她说到她的全身好像都已经洗干净了。
And it mentioned that she has cleaned herself.
她就不愿意再离开她一个舒适的环境，好像再被玷污。
So that she does not want to leave her comfort zone or soil herself.
可这时候她的灵是清醒的。
But her spirit is awake.
因为她听见良人敲门的声音。
Because she heard the knocking of her.
她也认得良人说话的声音。
She could recognize his voice.
这时候良人告诉她说，这个良人是的头满了露水，他的头发被夜露滴湿。
But her beloved one said,His head was drenched with dew, and his hair with the dampness of the night.
这个形象就让我们想到我们的主在克西马尼园那个晚上的情形。
This image reminded us of our Jesus Christ who was in Gethsemane.
在这里我们看到良人他要来呼唤他所爱的佳偶，能够在这十字架的经历上面来与他联合。
Here we can see the calling of the beloved one.Of the woman who wants to be in the communion of with her with him.
可佳偶的回答呢，就让我们看见，就是在我们这些属主的人身上的那个天然生命的一个反应。
But through her response, we can see how we will react in our natural being.
就我脱了衣裳，怎能再穿上呢？我洗了脚，怎能再玷污呢
？I have taken off my robe.Must I put it on again? I have washed my feet. Must I soil them again?
意思是我已经相当满意我自己的属灵光景。
It means I'm very satisfied with my own spiritual condition.
我已经脱去了我旧人和旧人的行为。
I have taken off the old inner being and I've taken off my old behaviors.
我已经与世界有所分别。
I'm separated from this world.
已经洗净了我的脚。
I have cleaned my feet.
我就不愿意再受苦，不愿意再受羞辱。
So I'm no longer not willing to suffer or be humiliated.
当一个基督徒在这样一个情形的时候，我们看到在我们的魂里面是没有安息的。
When a Christian has this condition, we can see there is no rest in the spirit.
就像这位佳偶在这时候的情形一样。
It's like the condition of this woman.
一方面，佳偶知道她的良人在门外敲门，在呼唤她。
On the one hand, she knew that her beloved one is knocking on the door and is calling her.
可是她又因着自己的一些想法，她的因着自己的一些喜好，她好像拒绝了良人的呼召。
But because of her own thoughts, her own likes and dislikes, she rejected him.
因此她迟延了。
Therefore, she delayed, she tarried.
她的内心相当的纠结。
She has a lot of inner conflicts.
可当这位良人从门缝里伸出他滴着墨药汁的手。
But when her beloved one extended his hand dripping with myrrh,
我们看见佳偶的心被打动了。
We can see the heart of the woman was touched.
因为借着我们主钉痕的手，他就把那十字架的爱来向我们显明。
Through the nail-pierced hand of our Lord, he demonstrated his love for us.
这是我们看到这位佳偶，他立即他要有一个反应。
And we can see her reaction immediately.
他愿意打开这个心门，来与他的良人来联合。
She is willing to open for her beloved one and to be united with him.
可是似乎为时已晚，两人已经离开了。
However, it seems to be too late and her beloved one has left.
但我们知道其实在这个雅歌的里面，我们知道这两人其实他从来没有离开家哦。
But we know in the Song of Songs, her beloved one has never left her.
但家哦因着他的迟延，他进入了一个暂时与良人分别的那个感觉里面。
But due to her delay, she was temporarily separated from her beloved one.
所以我们看到在那里她就经历了一段非常特别的一个过程。
Therefore, we can see she went through a really hard time.
她就离开她原来舒适的地方，到处来寻找她所爱的良人。
So she left her comfortable place and went out to look for her beloved one.
那我们知道她在那个城里面就遭遇了许多不好的事情。
So she suffered a lot of difficulties.
她说到那个在城里面巡逻的看守的人把她打伤了。
It says the watchman found her and they wounded her.
那看守城墙的人也夺去她的披肩。
The watchmen of the walls, they took away her shawl.
那我们会觉得这些巡逻看守的人，这些应该本来是要保护城里面的人才对。
So we thought those people, those watchmen and watchmen of the walls, they're supposed to be the one who protects.
可是我们看到他们在这里却是那样来苦待这位佳偶。
But here we can see how they mistreated this woman.
很多时候这是我们没有办法明白的。
Many times we could not comprehend.
但是我们却要能够相信神的意念它是高过我们的意念。
But we need to believe that the Lord's way is higher than ours.
不仅这位佳偶被打伤，她的披肩被夺去。
Not only she was wounded and her shawl was taken away.
我们看到她还受到耶路撒冷的众女子的嘲讽。
And she was also scorned by many women of Jerusalem.
他们就在那里嘲讽她说，你的良人有什么好。
And they scorned her and said, "What is good of your beloved one?"
你的良人有比别人的良人更好吗
？Is he better than anyone?
弟兄姐妹，这一切不好的遭遇，在我们人看来，我们会没有办法明白。
Brothers and sisters, all these difficult experiences, for us, it's hard to understand.
但我们却看到神叫万事互相效力，在这位佳偶的内心里，他得着了一个苏醒。他得着了一个开启。
But we can see God caused all things to work for good. So we can see that inside this woman, there is awakening.
他对良人有一个更深的一个认识。
She has a deeper understanding of her beloved one.
我们看到他对良人的那个赞赏比前面又更加的丰富。
And we can see she has more admiration and appreciation of her beloved one.
那他也与良人的生命的性情更加的相似。
And she has more of the character of her beloved one.
因此到了雅各的第六章，圣经就出现了一个对佳偶的一个特殊的称呼，称她为苏拉密女。
Therefore, in chapter 8, there is a particular name for this woman, which is Shulamite.
这个苏拉密女呢，她翻译出来的意思就是讲到平安之女。
The meaning of the name Shulamite, it means the daughter of peace.
也就是说他是所罗门王这个名字的一个阴性的一个称呼。
Which is a feminine name of Solomon.
因为所罗门王乃是平安之子。
Because Solomon is the son of peace.
因此我们看到在圣灵的制作之下，这位佳偶他与他的良人在生命和性情上面更加的联合。
Therefore, we can see through the work of the Holy Spirit,There is more communion of the character of the woman and her beloved one.
这是心腹预备好了的第一个方面。
This is the first aspect of the preparation of the bride.
第二方面，我们看到这位佳偶在这个爱情和能力上面，他也与这个良人联合。
The second aspect we can see there's a communion of love and the power.
佳偶对良人说：“求你将我放在你心上如印记。”戴在你臂上如戳记。
The woman said to her beloved, "Place me like a seal over your head, like a seal on your arm."
那心是说到爱情，臂是说到能力。
Heart is talking about love, arm is about power.
因此，我们看到佳偶连于良人，他所关爱的。
Therefore, the woman is cared for by her beloved one.
佳偶能够爱良人所爱的。
She loves what her beloved one loves.
并且佳偶她也不再依靠自己的能力，而单单依靠良人的能力。
And she's no longer reliant on her own strength, but through on her beloved one.
这就正如保罗在腓立比书第三章所说的。
This is what Paul says in Book of Philippians.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也可以从死里复活。
I may know him, the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death.
当保罗被关在罗马的监狱里,
When Paul was locked up in Roman jail,
他所有外面的活动都停下来了。
All the external activities ceased.
他也再也不能到处传道，建立教会，也不能到各处与众圣徒来交通。
He was no longer able to preach a sermon, to establish churches, or to have fellowship with other saints.
可是我们看见在这样一个不好的环境里，他里面却得着了圣灵所给他的更高的一个开启。
But in such adverse situations, he even got the higher and the deeper revelation from the Holy Spirit.
他写了四封的监狱书信，我们都认为那的确那是在真理和开启上可以说是达到一个最高的顶峰。
He wrote four letters in the jails, and which we consider would be the highest and the deepest revelation of the Holy Spirit.
在保罗得着这一些属天的开启之后，
After he gained such revelation,
我们看到在保罗生命里面有一个重要的一个转变。
We can see this turnaround of Paul in his life.
我们看到他是更加的谦卑。
We can see he's more humble.
他说我不是以为自己已经得着了。
He said, I do not regard myself as having taken hold of this.
他向着神在他身的心意更加的专一。
He is more single-hearted towards God.
他说我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，要得着神在基督耶稣里从上头招我来得的奖赏。
He said, one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
我们看到保罗的一生，他最终他为了爱基督所爱的教会，为了教会，他说要在他肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
And we can see that Paul, through the love of Christ, he suffered in the flesh.
并且保罗深知他不，这完全不是靠着他自己的能力，乃是要依靠基督那复活生命的大能。
And he knows it's not through his own strength, but through the resurrection power of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，这是心腹预备好了的第二个方面。
Brother and sister, this is the second aspect of the preparation of the bride.
他能够爱良人所爱的。
He could love what her beloved one loves.
他能够单单的来依靠良人的能力。
She could solely rely on the power of her beloved one.
在第三方面的联合，让我们看到这位佳偶，他能够在工作和脚中上来与他的良人联合。
The third aspect we can see is a communion of her in her work and walk.
因为佳偶的生命变得更加的成熟，我们看到在雅歌书，雅歌的末了，他主动的对良人发出呼唤说，我的良人啊，来吧，你我可以往田间去，你我可以在村庄住宿。
And we can see because her life has become more mature, she has a calling to her beloved one, and she said, I could work with him and co-work with him.
这时候我们看到这位佳偶，他能够与他的良人同心，与他的良人同行，也能够与他的良人同工。
And we can see that she can walk with him and work with him.
这位佳偶，他能够关心良人所关心的园子。
And she can be mindful of what her beloved one is mindful, which is the garden.
他能够行走良人心意中的道路。
And she can walk on the path that's in the heart of her beloved one.
她也能够成为良人亲密的同工。
And she become the intimate co-worker of her beloved.
并且她愿意为着良人一同的受苦。
And she is willing to suffer with him.
罗马书八章十七节说，如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
The book of Romans chapter 8:17 says, If indeed we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified.
弟兄姐妹，这就是在羔羊婚宴里面的那个荣耀。
Brother and sister, this is a glory in the wedding supper of the Lamb.
很多弟兄姐妹们知道，我们家大女儿 Grace， 她在过去多年来一直在莱斯大学的校园团契服事。
Many brothers and sisters knew that my daughter Grace has served at the Rice Campus Ministry.
今年主就特别提醒她。尽管我们服侍主的人非常愿意为着神和他的国度有许多的辛劳和摆上。
This year, God reminded her that even though we have good intentions in wanting to serve the Lord and His kingdom and to do things for Him,
然而我们却常常有可能会忽略了一件最重要的事情， 就是与神同在。
And we may miss one of the most important thing, that is to be with the Lord.
就是不间断的住在他的里面，与他有亲密的交通和连结。
To be in constant abiding communion with Him.
其实这是我们基督徒，每一个基督徒最重要、首要的目的和目标。
This is a prime and the most important goal of us as Christians.
虽然我女儿她实在是愿意为了主，她尽她所能的能够做好她的服事。
Even though my daughter, she wants to serve the Lord with all her might.
可是主却在上个学期里特别来呼召他，要他在个人亲近主的时间里头，能够安静坐在主的脚前，单单敬拜他，单单的来领受主作为他的供应和享受。
But the Lord has been calling her to prioritize sitting at His feet and to enjoy her personal time with the Lord.
最大的一次试验就在十月份临到了。
The biggest test came in October.
就他和他唯一的另外一个全时间服侍的同工，他们决定在十月底举办一次一个叫做优雅之夜的晚会。
She and her co-worker in December decided to have an alternate party, which is called the Night of the Decadence at Rice.
对，这个优雅之夜呢，我也称它是光明之夜。
Which is called the Evening of Elegance.
对，它主要的目的呢，是要在这个黑暗之夜的晚会举办同时呢，来为神做光和盐的见证。
Which is the purpose of which is to be the testimony of the light and the salt of God on the night of the decadence.
因着今年特殊的关系，他们决定要举办这个晚会的时候，只剩下两周的时间来筹备。
But this year they only had 2 weeks to prepare.
那这其中当然有许多许多的细节需要安排的。
There are great many details and that need to be arranged.
在祷告中，他们知道这是神的心意。
In their prayer, they know this is the will of the Lord.
他们也相信神必亲自负这整个晚会一切筹备的责任。
They know the Lord will be responsible and take be responsible for all these celebrations.
可是那个晚会的那个聚会的那个地点，到了晚会日期前五天呢，还没有着落。
But they could not confirm the venue until no more than 5 days before the event.
若是照着我女儿以往的经验的话，这时候她一定是焦头烂额，焦虑不堪。
Based on what the person she was, she would have been very anxious.
他会想尽各样的办法来解决所有的问题。
She would try all the means to solve this problem.
然而这一次，他却感觉到神要他安息在主的同在里。
However, this time she feels the Lord wants her to rest in His presence.
并且等候神在每一件事情上，在每一步的道路上来为他们指引。
And to wait on the Lord to give His guidance.In each and every details.
我女儿 Grace 在这段时间，她实在经历了一个是她没有办法想象的那个平安。
My daughter experienced the peace that she could never fathom.
并且她在其中看见了神是如何在完美的时间的时候，一件一件的事情来让它发生。
And he saw how God let everything fall into places one by one.
在优雅之夜晚会的当天，许多事情都需要就位。
On the evening of elegance, there are many things that need to be prepared.
但他却能够享受在过去多年以来办同样晚会以来，从来没有享受过那个神圣的安息。
But she could enjoy the peace that she has never had experienced.
他完全的信托在神的手中。
She completely surrendered herself in the hands of God.
而且圣灵也真实的来叫万事互相效力。
And the Lord faithfully caused all things to work for good.
这背后也有其他在莱斯校园团契其他的弟兄姐妹们，还有我们教会里好些弟兄姐妹们在爱心里的帮助，在奉献上的慷慨， 还有在多方面的带导。
And behind the scene, there are a lot of help and preparations from brothers and sisters and from brothers and sisters in Rice, the prayers and the supports.
我自己也做一个小小的见证。
I myself have a small testimony.
我们也和几位弟兄姐妹们也参与了那天晚上的晚会的预备。
We also participate into the preparation with brothers and sisters.
当我们看到这个主的同在和平安充满了整个会场。
When we saw God's presence and peace filled all this event.
在晚会时间还没开始的时候，就已经有一些的学生们，他们穿得非常的优雅啊，来到这个会场当中。
Even before the event started, there are many students who were dressed elegantly to come to this event.
我们心里面很受感动。
And we are truly moved.
因为我们知道大学生一般来说啊，不是那么准时的。
And we know many college university students, they are not so punctual.
特别参加这个晚会。
Especially when it comes to
不需要准时的
event. You don't have to be punctual.
可是我们看到他们的心似乎是被吸引来了。
And we can see their hearts are drawn.
非常感谢主那天晚上，当我们后来我们还是先离开哈，但我们离开的时候呢，后来我们听说整个那天晚上的晚会应该来了大概有超过400位的学生。
That night we had to leave early, but we heard that on that event there are more than 400 students come to attend.
所以我们实在是为我女儿 Grace， 她在这一次的服事当中，她真的是真实的经历了借着与主的联合而进入神所应许那个完全的安息。
So we can see in her service, she could enter into through the communion and abiding in the Lord, she could enter into the complete rest.
我女儿她这一次所经历的这个，正印证了雅歌第八章第五节最后那里所说的话。那靠着良人从旷野上来的是谁呢
？So what her experience tells us is what's said in the Book of Psalms, chapter 8, verse 5. Who is this coming up from the wilderness?
那就是预备整齐的心腹。
It is the bride who is fully prepared.
她是紧紧靠着她的良人。
Who is closely leaning on her beloved one.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们知道初期教会他们所做的见证。
Brothers and sisters, we know the initial churches which testify.
就见证了教会与基督的那个联合。
They testify the communion between the church and the Christ.
见证了教会对于教会的主那样一个完全的依靠。
Testify the complete reliance of the church on the Lord.
我相信在主再来的时候，他所愿意见到的心腹。
We know that I believe that when the Lord comes back, He would like to see this bride.
也是那样完全连于他，紧紧依靠他的教会。
Is completely united with Him, who is completely reliant on Him.
弟兄姐妹，虽然我们今天。我们实在是活在一个像大而可畏的旷野的一个世界的环境里。
Brother and sister, the world we are living in is like the vast and the dreadful wilderness.
特别近年来，我们经历了许多的天灾人祸、疫情、战争。
Especially in recent years, we experienced many natural disasters, pandemic, wars.
但爱情不能熄灭。重水不能熄灭，大水不能淹没。
But many waters cannot quench love, and rivers cannot overflow it.
这爱情就是我们主基督的爱情。
This love is the love of our Christ.
无论是各种各样的环境
，despite all kinds of circumstances，
或者仇敌各样的攻击
，despite all kinds of attack of our enemy，
没有任何的人事物能够叫我们与主的爱隔绝。
No one and nothing can separate us from the love of the God.
叫我们在等候主回来的日子的当中
，May we as we're waiting for the coming of the Lord，
我们能够靠着那爱我们的主，在这一切的事上得胜有余了。
We can rely on the Lord and we can be overwhelmingly conqueror on all things。
愿心腹早日预备好了。
May the bride be fully prepared。
因为我们都说，我的良人呐，求你快来。
May we all say, "Hurry, my beloved."
那我们一起低头有点祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主，我们感谢你，你是何等爱我们。
Lord, we thank you how you have loved us.
主，你的心是何等盼望 能够早日回来迎娶你所爱的心腹。
How anxious is your heart to come to receive your bride?
主，然而我们知道2000多年过去了。
Yeah, Lord, we know 2000 years have passed.
你还没有回来。
You still have not come.
主，你并不是单眼。
You do not tarry.
主，你乃是在宽容。
But you're tolerant.
你乃是在等候。
You're waiting.
等候你的心腹，等候你所爱的人能够预备好。
Waiting for your bride, for your loved one to be ready.
主，愿早晨你再借着这简单的话语激励我们众人的心。
Lord, this morning may your words can inspire us and construct us.
你再借着你这不改变的爱来激励我们。
May your unchanging love constrain us.
愿你更多的吸引我们。
May you draw us more.
叫我们都快跑来跟随你。
So that we can run after you.
愿用你的爱更多的来浇灌在我们心里。
May your love nourish our heart.
好叫我们真是能够从你的享受与满足。
So that we can be your enjoyment and satisfaction.
主，愿你的心腹装备整齐。
May your bride be fully prepared.
主，是的。
Yes, Lord.
我的良人。
My beloved one.
愿你快来。
May you come.
祷告奉主的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.